Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Hey, Jesse is joining us here on Second Date Update on this Thursday morning, and you can too if you've been out on that an exceptional first date. Can't wait to see that person again for a second, but they're dragging their feet. Well, let us know. We'll try to find out the reason why. All right, we're going to try to help Jesse reconnect with Alana. Jesse, first of all, thanks for being here.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And before we find out about your date, I just want to hear from you what makes, in your eyes, what makes Alana special to you?
Okay, she's really sweet, but she has this mischievous side that's irresistible.
Interesting. Okay, that's kind of an attention catcher. Tell us about your date.
I wanted to keep it really casual, keep it really chill. So we met for coffees to go and we went for a walk.
I think that is a great idea. If you're not quite ready to maybe be potentially stuck at a restaurant, a coffee date is a great idea. Keep going, Jesse. Tell us more.
Yeah, it was pretty relaxed. We talked about ourselves and we walked around and we joked around about what we saw and who we saw, and cute things and strange outfits, that kind of stuff. It was fun.
Was there a moment that, you know, seemed off? I mean, we always try to find out if she's not getting back to you, there must have been something or a point where you kind of like, that was a little off.
Did you say something, a remark or something that you might have regretted?
I don't think so. I've thought about it a lot. She was surprised that I had my drink when I got there. I arrived early. But, I don't really know. I was thirsty. It didn't seem like a big deal. I honestly can't think of anything else.
And on the first date, was there talk of a second?
Yeah, I mean, we got along really well. And we talked about grabbing lunch or dinner soon. But when I messaged her to schedule it, I just never got a response.
And how long ago was this coffee date, Jesse?
About 2 weeks.
Okay. All right, you know what we're going to do here. We're going to call Alana. If she answers, agrees to come on our show, hopefully get some answers. Cross your fingers. Let's get you to that second date and get you out to dinner together and get to know each other better. So let's call Alana and find out what's going on. She wants to see Jesse again.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Alana?
Yeah, who's calling?
Yeah, so Alana, please don't hang up. This is going to be a little different. We're actually on the radio right now, and we're calling for a listener of ours. We do the morning show on 102.9 The Wolf, and we're Thunder and PT.
Good morning.
And we heard from a gentleman named Jesse. Do you remember a date a couple of weeks ago, a coffee date with him?
Yes. What is this for?
Okay, so Jesse, asked us to see if we do a segment called Second Date Update, and he messaged us to see if we could track you down to see if you enjoyed your time with him on that coffee date.
So he gave you my number?
Yeah, he did. He had a great time, and he wants to try to figure out why, you know, you haven't gotten back to him. He's trying to get a second date with you.
I'm not sure we even had a first date.
Okay, why do you say that?
Well, I mean, he got there early and already had his coffee, and yeah, I can afford to get my own, whatever. But then he insisted on going for a walk, and I had my laptop and a bunch of other stuff. My work doesn't let me leave in my car, so I was lugging that around, and that's not really fun.
And he didn't observe or show any sign that he saw you struggling with all of it?
No, it was a huge turnoff. He didn't even notice it and offer to grab my backpack.
Is there a chance he thought you might be offended if he offered to help?
Maybe, but his hands were free, and it was his idea to go for a stroll. Okay. I got tired pretty fast and cut things short.
Right. He kind of missed the whole thing that you're loaded down with a bunch of stuff and really didn't want to lug
around.
She's
on a hike, basically.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. You're going
like a pack.
You showed up for a first date, but instead you're camping. Listen, and Alana, you sound, Alana, would you just give us a second here? We might be able to offer a little bit of insight on this.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Okay, hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Were you able to hear could you hear what Alana was saying?
Sorry,
Alana, I didn't tell you that Jesse's actually been listening in and he was on hold this whole time, but we'd love for the two of you to kind of sort this out.
Kind of clear it up.
What was going on there, Jesse, with you not kind of offering to lend a hand?
Hey, Alana, I'm really sorry I didn't help you carry your bag. I didn't even think about it at the time, but it makes a lot of sense now.
Okay, I'm so out of left field.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You look so cute with your backpack. You know how it matched your outfit and everything. I just thought it was kind of the deal you were going with there.
Okay. I mean, you just seem so determined to enjoy your lovely day without even giving me a thought, really.
Yeah, totally. But if I could make it up to you, I would love to try again.
Okay, and that is the question here, Alana. If you're up for giving Jesse a second chance, I mean, we would even... Could we afford another cup of coffee for them, PT, do you think,
we
maybe?
We might be able to find it in the budget.
Because, Jesse, you would love to see Alana again.
I would love to see Alana again, yes.
That's very sweet of you to say, but I can't go there. Thanks anyways.
Alana, did you have a good time on the date other than maybe the fact that he was not really observant of the situation with you in the backpack and stuff?
It was... I couldn't even enjoy it. I was just like...
Here's the thing, and I don't blame you, Alana, because here's the thing, Jesse, you have to understand. You decided to drink your coffee, get there and drink coffee first. Didn't want to sit there and have another cup of coffee, even though that was the agreed upon date with Alana. And then you said, no, let's go for a walk. And then so Alana didn't even have a chance to sit down and get to know you. To her, she's making a judgment on you being inconsiderate by not offering at least to help carry some of her stuff. And Alana, you're too busy wasting all this energy in hoisting this backpack of computer stuff all around. And so you have no opportunity to get to know Jesse any better, because basically you're working out. You're lugging all this stuff around.
Yeah, I mean, that was well said. I was focused on other things, and, you know, he didn't blow me away enough to overcome that. Mm.
Jesse, you have anything you want to say?
I mean, it doesn't sound good, but I definitely would like to try again if given an opportunity.
But Jesse, you came across not very mindful of her struggling.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head.
So it's a no, then, Alana.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard pass for me.
All right.
Oh, bummer. Although I will say this, what if Jesse would have said, hey, can I help you with your backpack? And then Alana's like, hey, I can carry my own backpack. You know what I mean? And she's offended that way. I mean, you can't win, Jesse, sometimes, man. Sorry, buddy.
I don't think that would have happened.
It's possible.
It's possible.
I don't know.
Could have just said no thanks.
Yeah, right, yeah, exactly. Make the effort. Right. Right. No thank you is good one, Alana. All right, guys. Hey, listen, that's
thanks
the way
for joining
it goes.
Us, though. Yeah,
we wrecked
trying.
Another opportunity right here on Second Date Update.
Thunder and PT.
I like my morning radio to be upbeat and fun.
More fun, more country.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.